As soon as the eclipse ended, heavy traffic began Monday on routes out of Idaho and Wyoming. Highway maps show congestion between Idaho Falls and Pocatello, as well as around Alpine, Wyoming. Sergeant Todd Royce is a spokesman with the Utah Highway Patrol.
We don't expect large traffic congestion. Our main goal is just to keep traffic flowing and get people home safely.
Utahns grabbed their sun viewing glasses and headed to Idaho and Wyoming, where they could see a total solar eclipse above cloudless skies. In much of Utah, the moon covered around 90% of the sun. Tanya Platt and her sweetheart decided not to brave the traffic. Instead, they set up camp chairs outside their Salt Lake City bungalow. They put on their safety glasses and sipped sparkling juice.
We won't get full coverage, but it's still pretty cool to look up and see it. So we're just excited, having a good time today.
UHP beefed up afternoon and evening staffing to cope with the influx, which was expected to continue into the night. Judy Fays, KUER News.